Hey now, good morning and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We are here every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., so mark your calendars, set your dials, and tune in every Thursday. We usually cover a wide range of topics related to health and wellness, always sharing great information with you. Also remember that if you have somebody that lives out of the area, or if you're not able to tune into an actual radio, if you're in your office or near a computer, you can stream the show live as it airs on Thursday mornings by going to www.money1260.com, M-O-N-E-Y-1260.com, and you can stream the show live for absolutely free. Also, don't forget that we archive all of our previous shows on the Village Green website, which is myvillagegreen.com, and you can download and listen to any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free, which is a really nice service. They're all categorized by topic, and there's a lot of great shows. We've been doing this for a couple years now and have a wonderful wealth of information out there for you. So we got an exciting show for you today. We're going to be introducing a really neat program and talking about some other aspects of chronic disease and lowering risk factors for chronic disease. This is sort of a revolutionary program that I think has more research justifying it than just about any other kind of dietary program out there. And its goal is to really help healthy people be healthier and help people who are looking to get themselves healthier really facilitate that process. And I have a wonderful special guest. I have an integrative physician, Dr. Joseph Lamb. He was a leader in integrative medicine in this area, running an integrative clinic in Northern Virginia for many years. Now he's out in Washington State working, he's faculty at the Institute for Functional Medicine and doing a lot of other great research in regards to integrative medicine. So we're lucky enough to have him on the phone today. Dr. Lamb, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Dr. Becerra. It's great to be with you.
Great. And then I also just want to make a quick mention. Don't forget to tune in next week. Dana Lake, my co-host, has a great show lined up with Dr. Norton Fishman, who's a physician in the area who specializes in Lyme disease. This is an important show for everyone in this area or anyone in a Lyme-related area to listen to. This is a crazy time of year for people contracting Lyme disease and picking up ticks. I picked one up on myself last week. I mean, it is a big deal. Listen to this show. It's going to be a lot of great information, and hopefully they'll go over some ways to kind of prevent some of your exposure and reduce some of your risk of contracting Lyme disease, especially this time of year when a lot of people are going to be getting outside and enjoying the nice weather but picking up a lot of ticks on themselves. So this is definitely a great show. Don't forget to tune in next week. So this week, as I briefly mentioned a few minutes ago, we're going to be talking about this really interesting program, and I would say there's a lot of programs out there related to diet and losing weight and nutritional programs and whatnot, but very few of them are backed with the amount of solid, hard data and research that this one is. This one is called the First Line Therapy, and Dr. Lamb definitely is very well versed in this program. We're going to be rolling it out and implementing it at Village Green, but I know there are doctors and other places all across the country that have this program implemented, and the results are really quite astounding, and we're going to be talking about some of the most valuable components of the First Line Therapy program. We're going to be talking about why it works, the most important aspects that it produces in people's bodies, and why this is so critically important for dealing with health and wellness-related issues. I wanted to start the show off, though, by sort of emphasizing this. Today on the front page of the personal journal, the health and wellness section of the Wall Street Journal, there's a article, Some Success Fighting Heart Disease. And basically what it talks about is this new study that came out that showed that the rate of hospital admissions for heart attack was 23% lower in 2007 than in 2002. So in 5 years, they reduced the rate of heart attack administrations by 23%, according to a just-published analysis of Medicare data. So there was 228,170 fee-for-service Medicare patients admitted in 2007, compared with 297,653 in 2002. So that suggests there was nearly 87,000 fewer heart attack admissions in 2007 than would have been expected had the rate remained constant. Now, what's interesting about this, I mean, this is a huge victory. Wouldn't you agree, Dr. Lamb, in some aspects? I mean, heart disease has been, you know, somewhere between the number one and number two killer of Americans. This is an important positive trend that we're seeing.
Oh, absolutely. A reduction in the number of admissions for heart attacks is also going to probably be followed by a reduction in the number of sudden deaths, because, approximately 20 to 30% of myocardial infarctions or heart attacks present as sudden death.
Mm-hmm.
The electrical instability that leads to a heart arrhythmia that leads to, the sudden collapse and a cardiac arrest per se, as opposed to, a heart attack. And those are very hard to deal with. We have the nice automatic defibrillators now, external defibrillators that are around the AEDs, but we still are challenged in that regard. So a reduction in the number of heart attacks is awesome to be complemented by a nice reduction in the number of sudden deaths.
Yeah, which is great. And what's interesting about this is what they're attributing this reduction to, and this is why I want to mention it, because I opened up the paper this morning, and I mean, it just fits so well into the topic we're going to be talking about. They're attributing it to quitting smoking campaigns, growing awareness of the importance of exercise and healthy diets, and there are also some parameters related to increasing the use of medications to control blood pressure and cholesterol, and efforts to encourage doctors and hospitals to follow evidence-based guidelines when treating heart patients are among the potential contributing factors. So it says, it looks like our efforts with preventative medicine, with guidelines and systematic approach to caring for patients is paying off. That was a quote from Sidney Smith, a cardiologist at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and past president of the American Heart Association. So, I mean, this plays right into our whole aspect of this first-line therapy that we're going to be talking about today, because although the first-line therapy doesn't play into some of these aspects of getting people on medications, what it does do is it has similarly the same effect in getting blood pressures down, getting cholesterol down, helping people quit smoking, getting on better diets, getting exercise, all of the exact parameters that this study 100% pretty much proves can significantly reduce the rates of heart attack or heart disease risk. So anybody who's out there who has high risk for heart disease really needs to consider looking into this kind of program or something like it, because the data is extremely clear that implementing integrative or preventative strategies related to diet and lifestyle and lowering your risk factors clearly works.
Oh, absolutely. And, one of the groups that frequently thinks that the horses are out of the barn or it's too late are seniors. And, it's frequently said, oh, you've made it to 70, lifestyle change isn't going to make a big difference for you. But the HALE study, which came out about 4 years ago now, which was healthy Europeans aging and living study, basically looked at the impact of a Mediterranean-style low-glycemic load diet. So a Mediterranean-style diet, a bounty of good nutrients, a bounty of fresh fruits and vegetables, increased olive oil, decreased, kind of commercialized red meat, increased fish to a certain extent. Looked at that diet, kind of the classic Leon Heart study diet, and combined with exercise and combined with reduction in alcohol consumption and tobacco abuse, and basically showed that these lifestyle changes in people ages 70 to 90 reduced mortality by 50%.
Wow, that is unbelievable. And I mean, this study is, one that I'm quoting, was done on Medicare patients. So we're talking about an older population. I mean, that's a great point. They also say that limited available data suggests the beneficial trends we're seeing among Medicare patients are also occurring in the general population as well. So this study was just looking at Medicare patients, and I think that is important to note, because a lot of times older people, seniors, feel like, well, like you said, the horse is out of the barn. What can I do about it now?
Right.
So,
exactly.
I mean, yeah, just in general, I mean, you look at the amount of money that we spend in healthcare, and anybody who's listening to my show knows I get pretty fired up about this kind of stuff. We're dealing with chronic diseases and diseases of lifestyle. We're spending huge amounts of money on healthcare dollars on obesity, on treating diabetes, on treating heart disease, metabolic syndrome, high blood pressure, stroke. I mean, these are all some of the number one killers of Americans, and these are diseases that can be significantly impacted by these types of positive lifestyle changes.
Right. And I think that's a really key point when you think about it, because the take home is that, if money is spent and we get a return on it, then absolutely great. But, statistics on statins, the cholesterol-lowering drugs called statins, has basically shown that when they're prescribed for the primary prevention of heart disease for people who are indeed seniors, like when you're talking people in their 70s, 75, 80 years old who have had cholesterol for a long time in their life, and they're finally just starting on a statin, the cost is very high for very little return.
Mm.
Starting a 65-year-old on a statin and having them take it for the rest of their life, along with the potential side effects in terms of liver dysfunction, liver tests going up because you've damaged the liver.
The FDA also just put out a new warning with high doses of Zocor, and higher risks that they thought of muscle deterioration.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But the return is just extra months of life. It's not even years. It's just extra months. Mm. And yet you look at, the Hale study, and you're like, oh, my God, lifestyle changes, which really cost nothing, because despite many of us thinking that healthy diets cost more, they actually, in a lot of situations, cost less when you look at how much kind of pre-processed fast food costs and all of that. But when you make that comparison, the cost is so much less, and it reduces mortality by 50%, and the statins wouldn't even come close to that. So
yeah.
I completely agree with you. But even more importantly than spending money, what are we getting for a return for our money?
Right. What's
the
ROI?
Take home.
Yep. I think that's a great point. So listen, when we come back from the break, Dr. Lam and I are going to be getting into this first line therapy and highlighting sort of how valuable this program can be and the research that stands behind it, which I think is unlike any other program out there. So don't go anywhere. When we come back from the break, we're going to pick this up again. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we will be right back.
You've been listening to the Essentials of Healthy Living show, so isn't it time you visited the store that brought you this great program? At Village Green Apothecary, you can find all the products you need to support your healthy lifestyle. They have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Best of all, they'll give you the kind of personalized service you just won't get at a chain drugstore. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800.
Every day, aches and pains can get in the way of living life to the fullest, from living life on your terms. Wobenzyme N from Garden of Life is the natural choice for joint and tendon health, increased flexibility and mobility, as well as temporary relief from the aches, pains, and muscle soreness due to everyday activities. Trusted by millions worldwide and backed by decades of human clinical research, Wobenzyme N can help you escape the everyday, leaving you free to experience the extraordinary health and life you deserve. Wobenzyme N, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulas, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Ask your functional medicine consultant for complete details. For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant that supports heart function, energy production, immune response, and protects against damage from free radicals. Aging reduces our ability to absorb CoQ10 from our diet, and taking a highly absorbable CoQ10 supplement is key to ensuring optimal levels within the body. So don't just settle for any CoQ10 supplement. Ask specifically for Gero Formula's QH Absorb at Village Green Apothecary. Or for more information on QH Absorb, go to Gero.com. That's Jarrow for the best in highly absorbable, bioavailable CoQ10 supplements.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero, here every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. So don't forget to tune in. We always have a great show for you covering lots of interesting topics related to health and wellness, and today is no exception. Have a great show. I've been in the first segment was alluding to the fact that we're going to be talking about a really great program that we're rolling out at the Village Green. It's a 12-week program backed by huge amounts of research to help lower overall risk factors related to cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and several other aspects. And also, as we're going to talk about, it is a phenomenal program. You may be sort of thinking, well, that's not for me. I'm pretty ideal weight, feeling pretty good, don't have any of those major issues. But if you would just like to become healthier, if you'd like to get on track to lose those few extra pounds, to get in better shape, to lower your risk factors in general, I mean, you don't have to be really sick to be a candidate for this program. This program is definitely for healthy people as well. And, you know, I'm going to share a couple stories with you of some people that, you know, have benefited from programs like this when they thought they were in great shape anyway. So anyway, in the last segment, we were just talking about some of the new research that's coming out showing how effective these lifestyle-related programs can be for reducing risk factors. And as Dr. Lamb was talking about, they have an incredible return of investment considering the fact that they're usually pretty inexpensive to implement but can significantly reduce costs associated with dealing with the healthcare expenses that these diseases create. And Dr. Lamb, when we were sort of doing the pre-interview yesterday, you had mentioned a really interesting topic that is another one that, you know, listeners may have heard me get fired up on before, which is the aspect of childhood obesity. And, you know, you just said a really, really scary, you know, comment about how pretty much the way things are going, you know, our kids aren't going to live as long as we are, you know. I mean, refresh my memory. I mean, it just right. Really sort of struck me like that's such a scary thought.
Well, there's been a study that was in the New England Journal of Medicine, and basically looking at disease prevalence rates among people who are obese and overweight and looking at the morbidity and mortality, that means the kind of illnesses and the death that comes with those diseases and what we know about how they go hand in hand and what's associated with obesity, when looking at the increased trend of obesity in our young people, it's been predicted that the current generation of children being born in 2000 to the present, the last 10 years, that group of kids are going to be the first group of kids expected on average to live less than their parents in the history of the United States. We've had ever since, you know, records have been kept since we've looked at the United States. I mean, basically, children outlive their parents on average. You know, we've had great improvements in health, you know, public health in terms of sanitation, the coming of antibiotics, which gave us abilities to overcome a lot of the infectious bacterial diseases that were such a plague for us, and, you know, improvements in nutrition. And there's been a steady progression of children living longer than their parents. And now it's all turned around. This generation of kids, you know, the kids between the ages of 0 to 10 at this moment, are basically expected, on average, to live shorter than their parents will.
Yeah, that's just such a scary statistic. It really is. You know, I mean, the fact, as a parent myself, you know, I mean, for me, it's really important to make sure my child's eating good nutrition and getting plenty of exercise and not sitting in front of the TV too much and, you know, doing all the things that foster a good overall, you know, picture of health. And I think, you know, it's just everything is so twisted. The foods that kids, the advertising that kids are exposed to, the foods that are accepted. I mean, the amount of candy and cake and all the, how many things support the consumption of such terrible food is just mind blowing. As a parent, it's just a minefield everywhere you go to try and get your child to eat healthy.
Right.
It's just such a culture of, you know, just, I guess just excessiveness and decadence and just wanting your kid to be happy. It's almost like, you know, parents, enjoy themselves eating these foods, and they get almost some sort of enjoyment out of watching their kids eat it, not really understanding the negative impacts that it can have, especially on a young person's body and development. It really is just frightening.
Well, it's almost a laissez-faire type environment of anything goes, and we let the anything goes, including our, you know, large multinational corporations and our Madison Avenue advertisers. In Scandinavia, I believe it was in Sweden, but it's possible that it was Finland, they basically had a rising obesity rate in children. And the government passed a law that basically said, we're not going to let you advertise to children during children's television times anymore about food. No commercials about food during children's advertising. You know, no fast food, no cereals, no nothing. And within a year, the obesity trend, which had been going upward at a fairly steep slope on the curve, had plateaued.
Yeah. I mean,
and, you know, we make our kids completely prone to horror. Now, you know, we rail all the time about food choices and those sorts of things. And in moderation, there probably isn't anything really wrong. But when you consider that we advertise food to kids and associate it with toys. I mean, who doesn't want to get their kid a toy?
Yep.
What kid doesn't want the sixth dragon to complete their Train the Dragon set when they've just seen a great movie which they liked?
Yep.
And what parent is going to really look at that child and say, is it really that horrible to get him the dragon?
Right. Yep.
And they don't buy just the dragon alone when they're in the line, or they don't make the choice of, you know, I'll get them the apple slices instead of getting the French fries or whatever it may be, because they just give in.
Everyone's doing it. It's a tricky situation. And the Sweden or Norway one is interesting. I hate to get the government more involved in regulating things. I just wish that, you know, everybody could just wake up and realize what kind of damage it's doing and make the decisions for their own children and for their own families on their own. But unfortunately,
well,
it doesn't always happen that way.
I think people live lives these days where, out of our kind of discontent, we try to do the best we can. You know, there have been studies that have suggested that, you know, one of the big determinants for socioeconomic class and its impact upon health is not just absolute socioeconomic determination. Like, you know, it's not just how much money you actually have, it's also how much you think you have or don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And when we advertise all the time, and when we see TV shows that have people living lives that no one can live,
right?
You know, and shows that, you know, fictional shows that portray, you know, degrees of extravagance that are unrealistic, or even not all that unrealistic. But I heard years ago, when the show Friends was first out, that, you know, the lifestyle that they showed all of them living could not have possibly been sustained in New York City by people making the salaries that they would have.
Right, based on the jobs. Yeah, there's no way.
Right. And so, you know, just that kind of, essentially create discontent. And out of that discontent, there's very few things that people can do for themselves. And, you know, that's why important health lifestyle change programs aren't just about the food plan, and they're not just about the exercise, but they're also about helping people address the kind of mind, body, spirit issues that help them be better supported in making the lifestyle changes.
Right, and feeling content. So let's talk about it, because we've been kind of talking about a lot of really interesting stuff, but I want to make sure we get to some of the components of this program. So this program is called First Line Therapy, right? And, I mean, it was sort of developed, and it's been vetted pretty well. Maybe you can talk a little bit about some of the kind of research that stands behind First Line Therapy as far as its effectiveness is concerned and some of the risk factors that it's actually been shown to lower.
Well, you know, many of the national associations, the American Heart Association, the National Institute of Health, the American Diabetic Association, they all basically say you need lifestyle change. You know, the National Cholesterol Education Program, from the consensus opinion coming out of NIH said, you know, if someone has high cholesterol, 12 weeks of lifestyle change. That's the first thing to do. And what has happened, unfortunately, despite this broad range of lifestyle works, implementation's an issue. And so Metagenics, the company who I work for, which created the first line therapy program, basically said, what's the obstacle to patients making lifestyle changes in their lives? And one of the big obstacles is that clinicians, practitioners, for the far and away the kind of broad category of practitioners out there, don't really think that lifestyle works. And the reason they don't is because without good tools for creating a program for a patient and without effective programs, if you tell someone to go home and just start on the, you know, American Diabetic Association 1800 calorie diet, you know, and go get some counseling from the local nutritionist at the hospital who has kind of the standard education about how to teach that diet, you know, you see 12 weeks later, gee, not a lot of change.
Right. There's no support network. There's no plan. There's no organized system. There's no follow-up. There's no network of people to support that person. So, you know, it's set up. They're set up to fail, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. Or maybe the program isn't so well. A few years back in one of the research studies we did, we compared one of the medical foods that we were using at the time in our first-line therapy program. We compared UltraMeal Plus and the Mediterranean-style diet to the standard American Heart Association diet, the stage one diet, for looking at hyperlipidemia and interesting, or high cholesterol, high triglycerides. And interestingly, the people in that study, the ones who were on the American Heart Association diet, lost about 6 to 7 pounds during 12 weeks. The people who were receiving the Mediterranean-style low-glycemic load diet and the medical food, the UltraMeal Plus, which is a soy-based medical food that has some phytosterols in it, which are chemicals coming from plants that help block the absorption of cholesterol, the people on that product lost about 15 pounds on average. So the weight loss was twice as much, and the other parameters were significantly different. So the take-home is that, and we feel as a company, that two things have to be done. One, you actually have to prove that your program works. And two, you have to prove to physicians and to clinicians who are treating patients that if they have this program and they recommend it to someone, they're not just throwing away their time and the patient's time, that it's actually going to be more effective than a pharmacologic choice. So instead of looking at someone and saying, well, we won't be able to do anything with diet anyway, here's a prescription for a diabetes-lowering medicine or here's a prescription for a statin, let's go ahead and make this change because the benefits you'll get will be huge.
Right. And this goes right back to the show I did a few weeks ago. I mean, I have to stress to everybody out there listening, you know, doing these lifestyle changes puts the health back in your control. By just listening and getting onto another medication to control a problem, you have to understand that although there's been wonderful breakthroughs in pharmacology and pharmacological development, and I'm a huge proponent of pharmacology when appropriate, that the companies developing these drugs are for-profit companies, and their goal is to ideally and at the end of the day make money. And this is why things happen, like the Avandia issue that came up a few weeks back, showing that people who are taking this drug had a much higher risk of heart disease and that GlaxoSmithKline was burying data on Avandia. And these drugs come with risks, and the pharmaceutical companies aren't always looking out for your best interest. They're oftentimes looking to make money. And by doing lifestyle, dietary changes, taking control, nobody else is in control of your health but you. And that is a huge issue for living a healthier, longer, and better life as you age. Because the more you compile these risk factors, the more medications you get on, the more potential side effects you have, the more potential there is that you're going to end up in a hospital or a hospital setting or in a crisis situation. And we know as I talked about just in my last show, that there is huge amounts of hospital-related error and hospital-related infections, and there's a huge amount of risk that you take on by becoming sick enough that you have to be administered into a hospital. So in each step that you take where you let your health slip out of your control, you end up on the slippery slope of confounding and compounding risk factors that potentially put you at the potential to end up in a serious health crisis. So taking control of these simple steps is such an empowering, huge way to keep control of your health. So there's my two-minute tirade. All right, Dr. Lam, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be picking up some of this aspect of first-line therapy, some of its amazing components, how the system works, why it works so well, and basically just breaking it down a little bit. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back right after this break.
Ever wish you had a healthy living coach? Well, you do. Village Green Apothecary has 45 trained professionals who are here to help you, including pharmacists, nutritionists, an herbalist, and naturopaths. They take the time to really know you and give you a customized solution to your healthcare needs. From vitamins and minerals to compounded prescriptions, they have the personalized answers you need to create your healthy lifestyle. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call 301-530-0800.
Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels and normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all-natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary. Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, developed by Chris Killam, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years, and they still take the time to really know each of their customers and provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800. Village Green...
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living. It is Thursday morning and we are here every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. So don't forget to tune in. Today we are talking about we've been talking about a lot of great stuff. I have a wonderful special guest on the phone. Dr. Joseph Lam is a medical doctor. He was an integrative physician actually right here in our backyard in Northern Virginia for many years. Now he's out in Washington State. He's faculty on the Institute for Functional Medicine, does a lot of research, cutting-edge research in relation to integrative, nutritional, and holistic therapies. So we're lucky to have him on the phone today. And what he's discussing with us is a brand-new program that we're actually rolling out at the Village Green called First Line Therapy, which is a wonderful 12-week program to implement positive lifestyle dietary changes that is backed by a significant amount of research showing that it can significantly reduce risks associated with very common diseases that us Americans face, such as diabetes or high cholesterol, dyslipidemia, high blood pressure, you know, all sorts of stuff. So we're going to talk in this segment about some of the specific components of first-line therapy. So Dr. Lam, I know we kind of ironed them out a little bit. Maybe you can kind of go through, talk about the different components, talk about sort of what makes them up, and maybe just sort of talk about why these components got put together in the way that they did, and you know, some of the really important parameters that this program seems to show in improving people's health.
Great. So we have this program called First Line Therapy, and as I said, the intent was to create a program that we proved had worked, and maybe we can get to this in the fourth segment of the show and very quickly talk about some of the recent research which has actually been published and being presented about the program. But you're right, let's talk about the components. The first component is the Mediterranean style, low glycemic load diet. And that's a lot of words. So what is a Mediterranean diet? Well, you know, when you look at the kind of traditional diet that people in the Mediterranean have eaten, they eat a diet that has a bounty of fruits and vegetables in it. They eat a diet that has lots of olive oil in it. They eat a diet that's relatively low in grains, but doesn't also, at the same time, doesn't have a lot of animal protein. Has some fish, has some shellfish, and the animal proteins that they do get turn out, interestingly enough, to have a better kind of nutrient content in and of themselves because of what they eat. You know, going back to the early 1960s, a study was done called the Seven Country Study, where they compared populations in different countries and looked at risk for heart disease. And on the island of Crete, they found an incredibly low risk for heart disease. And interestingly enough, they weren't having that much fish, but they were having a fair amount of pork and goat. But what they were feeding their pigs and their goats were basically oranges and olives. So they were basically eating good quality foods, and that was reflected in the content of how those animals would have an oil content. You know, they'd have more omega-3 fatty acids and less omega-6s because they weren't getting corn. So, you know, there were some lessons to be learned there. Saturated fat content was fairly low compared to the polyunsaturated fats that they were getting from all the olives they were eating themselves. And, you know, that has basically been shown in further studies like the Lyon Heart Study. That's for the town in France, spelled L-Y-O-N, but basically showing the benefits of a Mediterranean diet. Low glycemic talks about the ability of a carbohydrate to raise blood sugar. And this is work that was done by Dr. David Jenkins up at the University of Toronto in Canada. And he's popularized the concept of how fast does your blood sugar rise and how much of an impact on your blood sugar does a certain amount of carbohydrates have. If a carbohydrate, you know, a complex carbohydrate is really simple to break down from an enzymatic point of view as you're digesting it, then you get this sudden burst of sugar and your blood sugar goes up rapidly after you've eaten it. And that's not a good thing because as blood sugars go up, what you get is a marked increase in insulin, for example. And insulin as a signaling molecule is great when we're getting in the appropriate amount of energy, appropriate amounts of sugar. But in the excess of sugar, the increased insulin leads to all sorts of changes that we really don't want from a physiologic point of view. And so Dr. Jenkins created what was called the glycemic index, and it basically looks at foods and measures them in terms of their availability and compares it either to simple sugar or compares it to white bread, for example. And then the concept was expanded to what's called glycemic load, which basically said, you know, when we're looking at a carbohydrate, a certain food may not have a lot of that carbohydrate in it. You know, when you look at the type of carbohydrate that's in carrots, you know, initially, carrots have a glycemic load that would be, a glycemic index that would be called medium. So it's relatively high. So you would say, well, maybe carrots aren't such a great choice, but there's actually very little available carbohydrate in carrots compared to the water that's present and compared to all the fiber that's present. So their glycemic load, in order, how much of that food do you have to eat in order to get a standard portion of the carbohydrate is actually quite high. So you'd have to eat a bunch of carrots, you know, like a collection of like 6 to 8 large carrots in order to get even about what's in half a slice of white bread in terms of carbohydrates and in terms of impact upon your blood sugar. So, you know, that take home there, when you start looking at those sorts of choices for your carbohydrates, when you start avoiding corn, when you start avoiding beets, when you avoid white potatoes, when you choose sweet potatoes instead, when you limit the number of wheat products in a day, and you cut back on that and greatly expand the other vegetable choices like the greens, you know, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, the lettuces, peas, string beans, adding more beans into the diet, for example, the legumes, adding in some nuts as a snack. All of those sorts of choices are going to take us to a place that we're changed the profile of what that meal does to our blood sugar throughout the course of the day. And so in that Mediterranean-style diet, the increased fiber, the change to different sources of protein coming from beans and nuts, from seafood, less from commercial red meat. And just a word about that. I keep saying the word commercial red meat because the way we grow our meat, like on feedlots, you know, where we're stuffing them full of corn, where we're treating them poorly, where they're under high stress, where they've gotten antibiotics, where they've gotten growth hormones, that sort of red meat is bad for us. But, you know, wild game continues to be a good choice. It actually has a fairly decent omega-3 fatty acid content. And if you have free-range, organic, grass-fed beef, you're making a good choice as well. So, you know, it's not as simple as saying all red meat's bad. You just have to make the best choice. So as you're making these sorts of choices in the diet, then you've made tremendous inroads in what you've done. And the fruits and vegetables in and of themselves carry nutrients and compounds. Like there are compounds in the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, that tell our bodies, for example, to metabolize our estrogens in better ways. And that's been associated with reduction for the risk for breast cancer, for example. And it's probably associated with a reduction for the risk for prostate cancer because men's prostates are responsive to the estrogens that their own bodies make. And if they make the wrong choices about their diet in terms of metabolism, then they're going to have problems metabolizing their estrogens and be at an increased risk for prostate cancer. So the dietary component's huge. The next great component is exercise. And, you know, it's recommendations basically that are kind of consensus recommendations that about 30 minutes of exercise, a minimum of 5 days a week, maybe going up to 7 days a week, about 30 minutes of exercise represents the basic program that most Americans should be doing. So, it, you know, when we're talking about this program, we're talking about going for a simple walk. We're talking about doing some good mindful stretching. We're talking about getting the heart rate up, you know, to about 70% of the maximum predicted to about 80% of the maximum predicted. You know, we're not talking aggressive, being a gym rat, being a weekend warrior. You're not needing to run a marathon to get a benefit. Adding 30 minutes of walk a day, breaking out in maybe a gentle sweat, that's a great thing to do.
Right. So it's just really encouraging just general movement on a daily basis. So that was a great description of the food program and a little bit of the exercise program. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about some of the other vital components and talking about sort of the really interesting parameters that first-line therapy has been proven to create, or some of the interesting changes it's been proven to create in people's bodies and body composition, which is really where this gets exciting. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after this break. So stay tuned.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Cold is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Cold multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Cold, available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and much more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber, immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com, available now through your healthcare professional at Village Green Apothecary. All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant that supports heart function, energy production, immune response, and protects against damage from free radicals. Aging reduces our ability to absorb CoQ10 from our diet, and taking a highly absorbable CoQ10 supplement is key to ensuring optimal levels within the body. So don't just settle for any CoQ10 supplement. Ask specifically for Gero Formula's QH Absorb at Village Green Apothecary. Or for more information on QH Absorb, go to Gero.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best and highly absorbable, bioavailable CoQ10 supplements.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living. Here we are wrapping up our show for Thursday morning. Don't forget, we're here every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. And the show is sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary, located here in Bethesda, Maryland. We're talking today about a wonderful program that we're rolling out there called First Line Therapy, which is a very, very comprehensive 12-week program to help people get their health back on track. It's been shown to help lower high blood pressure, lower cholesterol, lower triglycerides, lower fasting blood sugars, and it's a very, very unique program. I have on the phone with me Dr. Joseph Lamb, a very well-respected integrative physician who practiced here in our backyard for many years and is now out doing research with the Institute of Functional Medicine in Washington State. Thanks for being on the show today, Dr. Lamb.
Oh, thank you.
Sure. So in the last segment, we were just wrapping up some of the different components of first-line therapy. We talked about the Mediterranean low-glycemic diet that is incorporated into it. We talked about the ideal exercise recommendations, 30 minutes of some type of activity on a daily basis. And then let's talk about a little bit about this last component, sort of the mind-body piece.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that people need when they're doing a program like this, lifestyle change, is they need to feel that they're in control, and they need to feel that the challenge that they're facing, you know, the changes that they want to make in body composition, the changes they want to make in their life, the changes they want to make in the diet, they need to feel that that challenge is something that they have the ability to commit to and that they have the ability to overcome, that they actually can make the outcome be what they want it to be. So the kind of mind-body changes that we're talking about are, you know, meditation-type practices, relaxation practices, maybe some guided imagery work. And beyond that, what the program really provides is really close follow-up with the practitioner. You know, 1 week follow-up initially, 2 week follow-up after that, in order to provide for that relationship that gets you going, that makes it an effective program for you, that
right.
Customizes it to your needs so that, you know, it's not one size fits all. It's not like everybody who comes in gets exactly the same diet, the same instructions, the same exercise, that things are personalized. And, you know, back at one important piece of personalization is that as we were talking about exercise, if you're someone with established coronary artery disease, or you think you may have coronary artery disease, and you're not exercising at the moment, you should talk with your clinician or your doctor before you start on an exercise program, just as a caveat.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that, to me, this is one of the most important parts of the programming. Not only has there done a lot of research to decide what type of diet is best, what type of supplements are going to be best, how much exercise you need, and incorporating all of these facets to it, but the other most important piece, you could have the best program in the world, but if you can't keep people on track with it, it's basically worthless. So, you know, the first line therapy is really nice because we have a whole team of people trained at Village Green, and you get very, very close follow-up with the person guiding you. So you have some accountability. You have someone looking at your diet plans and looking at what your diet diaries each week, seeing what you've been eating, finding out what has been working for you, what hasn't been working for you. How are you going to find a solution to make this program work? And you have the support, the follow-up, and that whole system around you to make it successful. And that is what is truly key in making any program work. And that's something that I think the First Line Therapy program does really, really well. And beyond that, as I've said, it's one of the only programs that is backed up by clear data, evidence, research showing its effectiveness. It's not theoretical. We see beneficial changes in people time and time again when we study people who are going through this program.
Absolutely. And one of the components we haven't mentioned is the use of a medical food. That's like a medical shake that's specifically been created to have a benefit in terms of helping with these issues, and specifically the issue of body composition. We really want to clarify that for people. When you lose weight, you can lose weight. But the question is, what did you lose? Did you lose fat? Did you lose muscle? And many health plans, many diet plans, many diets, when you lose weight, you're losing muscle because it puts your body into a starvation mode. It puts it into a worry mode. It puts it into an alarm state. And the body goes, oops, the famine finally got here. I better hold on to the fat I've got because I may need it. I'm not exercising enough. I'm not having enough activity. I'll burn some muscle. Well, that leads to the yo-yo dieting, because what happens is when you stop dieting, you have less muscle to burn calories, and you put on more weight, and you put on fat. So it's really important in a program that you do a program that shows that there's a difference, that you lose fat instead of losing lean body mass.
Right, and to achieve that, I mean, that's one of the other beauties. Every time you come in, they use a very special device to measure your body fat versus your lean muscle mass. And you're not just watching the scale. Your weight may be neutral, right? Or you may only have lost 1 pound, but you may found that you lost a significant amount of body fat but gained a significant amount of lean muscle mass, therefore improving your body comp. So it's tracking it. Every week you come in, you're not just relying on the scale for determining whether or not you were successful. You're looking at these very real measurements of tests through, the bioimpedance analysis to understand what your body comp is. And that is huge for people because they may have given up on a program earlier on because they weren't necessarily quote-unquote losing weight. But if you can see that you lost a bunch of fat, maybe if you equal it to, let's say, the size of a gallon of fat, which may be a few pounds, but you've gained muscle mass, the scale may be neutral, but you know your body is improving.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And we're real close to closing, I believe. And
yeah,
I
we got about
say that
30
we
seconds.
We have indeed proven this. Dr. Lehrman, who's our medical director at Metagenics, was the lead author on a paper that was in Nutrition and Metabolism in 2008 showing the benefits of our diet plan, exercise, and the medical food for helping people resolve metabolic syndrome, reduce the number of factors that contribute there, which are hypertension, high body fat, most of it around the middle, what you were referring to as visceral adiposity.
Yep.
And you know, that study was done in-house here at Metagenics, but we took it the next step. And we have just completed a study at three university settings, the University of Connecticut, the University of...
Oh, Joe,
Florida.
We're timed out, man.
Okay.
I'm sorry. So, if anybody wants more information, please call the Village Green. We have people waiting there to take your calls, to sign you up. If you have more questions, I can provide you with the studies. There's a great amount of research. Everybody, thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure to tune in next week, and I'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Take care.